Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Happy to welcome in now Saints running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How's it been going this training camp, man?
It's going good. It's going good. Just being able to get the reps where the reps are needed. Obviously, we got a lot of heads and a lot of backs in the running back room. So it's really just been just understanding the offense. If you can understand the offense, being able to get on the field and execute and making your reps count.
Clyde, today looks like one of your better practices. I'll say, well, that looks like, then I take you down to the ground, and I gave you like 3 carries for 20-plus yards. That's like a 7-yard average.
Yeah.
And it seems like your vision was really smooth out there today.
Yeah, most definitely. I would say, even talking to the running back coach the past few weeks, he would say most of my runs have been pulled in the RPO game. So he really just wanted to get the ball in my hand most definitely today so we can, see some runs. And I told him, like, put the ball in my hand. I'll still show you, what I can do and what I can showcase. So, even if talking to Nuss today, he was like, we want to get the ball in your hand and see you move a little bit. So just still showing that I'm that dude when I got the ball in my hand and rolling. So that's what you're seeing today, me getting the opportunity.
Yeah, speaking of that opportunity, I'm sure you're expecting that obviously when you're going out to California, that'll continue, and then the Chargers preseason game.
Yeah.
And it's all about those opportunities and reps. And you being a veteran now, those reps are valuable, and how you got to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the name of the game, just really being available when you when your number's called, and then not only that, executing when you are available. So, I would say this being my sixth year in the league, I kind of know what is expected and what should be showcased, and I'm going to go out there and make it happen.
Clay, because you in the huddle with him, what would, separate a guy because you play with him and, a Pat Mahomes versus these young quarterbacks we have out here right now? If you can say 1, 2, or 3 things, and everyone's different, but then you can say, you could see Pat Mahomes, why he's Pat Mahomes.
So. I would say really just always being not even two steps ahead of everybody. I would say playing with those guys, already kind of knew what type of play call was coming in, already knew what the head coach was thinking, making adjustments on the fly as far as being able to see the defenses, and then just having the wherewithal to understand some of these plays don't work. So I'm going to have to make some adjustments to make sure we get the ball downfield or just be more successful than what the defense is going to be on this play. And once you kind of get that aspect down and knowing positive yards are always a positive thing, being able to move the chains is always positive, and understanding that, it's not always about the bomb. Sometimes getting to the check down will make you live longer. So you can have more success on the further end of the field.
You mentioned the running backs coach earlier. What's it like having Joel Thomas now in the mix? He's back in black and gold too this year.
Yeah, I would say JT came in and really just had his foot in and knowing I'm back home too, as far as from his perspective and his standpoint. He talks about, him bringing in and being with AK and then being with Mark early on and talks about all the guys that he had. But it's really just him knowing what the Saints were all about is a huge deal. It's one thing, I grew up around it and seeing it, but it's one thing when you have somebody who was actually in the building who felt it. So he's bringing his perspective on it and his winning. And I feel like that's same all the way down the board.
Clyde, how fortunate you feel, because how football is such a priority in Louisiana, playing for the LSU Fighting Tigers and now the New Orleans Saints, and arguably, I think it was the best college season ever. And, right now, I think that's what LSU's looking for, but we need that run game. Going back to when y'all were national champions, but how does it feel just to be a part of that? And how the fans appreciate football here in these parts?
It's second to none, and I would say I feel it. Man, I was born, I was raised here. I know what football means. I know, how different it makes the whole
community,
feel, and just how our reaction to when good football is played, everything is better. I feel like the weather's better, the food is better. And me being here, you know, I've lived, you know, on a team and in the experience and in the city where we didn't lose a game, and you felt like you were bringing the city joy and the state joy every single weekend. And just being able to be here and I'm wanting to do that on a professional level is something that I want to do. So just having the opportunity to do it with the Saints is more than enough to fulfill my dreams. And I most definitely want to fulfill them here. Being able to finish off everything or, you know, get a Super Bowl ring or just play for as long as I possibly can for the Saints is most definitely what I want to do.
I think Tiger fans should be feeling week one going at Clemson.
Oh, man, feeling great because I'm going to be on the plane headed there, too. So nice. I'm excited.
Thanks so much for the time, Clyde. Good luck to you and look forward to seeing you in action in the preseason and regular season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.
That was our sit down right there with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And yeah, Sunday, we're going to see some real reps, real live game action reps.
Yeah, I mean,
but like you mentioned, a great day of practice today for him.
Three runs, and they were like 7, 7, 8 yards. So you're looking at averaging like a little over 7 yards a carry.
That's like Taysom numbers.
I mean, yes, exactly. Taysom Hill numbers. I think any Kendra Miller would take that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire would take that. They all would. Cam Akers, whoever. What, I can average that? You know, Velus Jones? All of them. Yarns? No, that'll get the coach's attention. And again, it's not like, well, I could have ran through that hole. You know, you want the offensive line to block great, because then you get the 7 yards, then maybe you spring it.
Right.
And then you turn it into a really gash, like 25, 40-yard run. But no, you're going to be evaluating what you're averaging per carry. Like, can you make people miss? Can you break tackles? Okay, it's a passing down and you're in there and you have to block. Do you know who in the hell you're blocking? Are you guessing? No, to be that complete back? No, it's not just purely running the ball. They're going to be evaluating on their assignment and seeing in the game action if they know what they're doing.